Hey, Chevra, because of the situation that's going on in Israel now, which obviously is on the top of our minds, I wanted to speak with you about Tfilah Be'es Tzara, about davening at difficult times, like what we're going through now, and how such tefillah is different than ordinary tefillah. As is well known, the Rambam tells us in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Hey, the Rambam tells us that davening is always a chiyuv d'oraisa. According to the Rambam, when the Gemara at the beginning of Tainus says la'avdo b'chalavavchem heviyomiz of tefillah, that's a real full-fledged drasha, meaning that the obligation to daven is a din d'oraisa. However, the Rambam points out that this obligation is once a day, every day, and the Rambam says that in order to fulfill this obligation of davening based on psukim regarding Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Va'eschanan, perhaps based on psukim and Parshas Vizos HaBerecha, so you see that you need Shevach before Bakasha and followed by Hoda'ah. So for the Rambam, there's a din d'oraisa that Tvila, you have to daven, that's a din d'oraisa, and unique Shevach Bakasha Hodah, that's the simple understanding of the Rambam. This is in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Beis. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban says that davening, the Ramban again in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Hey, the Ramban says that davening is not d'oraisa, and even if davening is d'oraisa, davening be'ez tzara is d'oraisa only. Meaning, what the Ramban is saying is that it's possible that tefillah is always d'rabbanan. If tefillah is d'oraisa, that means that tefillah be'ez tzara is d'oraisa. It's well known that Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in Rabbi Bezdin's book and elsewhere that even the Rambam fundamentally agrees with the Ramban that tefillah is d'oraisa be'ez tzara. The only thing is that the Rambam has a broader definition of what's considered an ace tzara than the Ramban has, and the Rambam assumes that ace tzara is effectively all the time. Effectively, all the time, there's always something going on. There's the existential crisis of being a human. There's always something there. So for the Rav, the Rambam holds that tefillah is d'oraisa because it's always an eis tzara. But be it as it may, one approach in the Ramban is that tefillah is d'oraisa now because now certainly is an eis tzara. And I think that is obviously untrue. What the Rav is saying within the Rambam, that it's always an Eis Tzara, and Kol Shekein at a time like now is an Eis Tzara. So that I think there's room to quibble. One could say that the notion that's always an Eis Tzara is a very difficult notion. So for the Rambam, I think it's questionable whether tefillah at this moment is a different obligation than tefillah is regularly, at least from this particular Rambam, but for the Ramban, I think it's without question that tefillah now is d'oraisa because it's an eis tzara. I should note that there is a discussion in many of the Sfarim when the Ramban says that tefillah be'eis tzara is d'oraisa. Again, when that one opinion, the Ramban, says that davening be'eis tzara is d'oraisa, does the eis tzara mean a tzaras hayachid? Or is it Tzaras HaTzibor? The Ramban begins by sounding like it's a Tzaras HaTzibor. And the Tzaras HaTzibor, right, if Klal Yisrael is suffering, so then it's d'oraisa. So by the end of the Ramban, it might indicate in the way the Sefer HaChinuch formulates it, it might be even a Tzara of a Yochid, which is d'oraisa. And the nafgamina, of course, is whether davening for a chola is potentially d'oraisa. Rav Soloveitchik is understanding that davening as an eis tzara is even a tzara for a yachid. That's what the Rav meant, that the Rambam agrees with the Ramban, etc. That means it's a tzaras hayachid. But even within the Ramban, it's not pashut. And Rav Asher Weiss has this in his Sefer on Parshas Ekev, that even for the Ramban, it's not pashut that eis tzara refers to a tzaras hayachid, but certainly at a time like now, when it's a tzaras harabim, there's no question that for the Ramban, it's a d'oraisa, and for the Rambam, it's d'oraisa, like it's always d'oraisa. That's the pashtus. However, I think there is room to note that even for the Rambam, davening at this point is a different sort of davening than davening at all other times. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, the Rambam has a kotaret. In the kotaret, he writes that there's one mitzvah in Hilchos Tainis, lizok lefnei Hashem b'chol eis tzara gedola shelo tova hatzibor, meaning that the mitzvah d'oraisa is lizok. Lizok is a halacha in za'aka, which is another form of tefillah. And the Rambam speaks about it in the Koteret as any eis tzara gedola shelo tova hatzibor. Now, the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Tainis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah asay lizokola hariya b'chatzosros al kol tzara shetova hatzibor. The Rambam over there has lizok and lahariya b'chatzotzros, to blow the chatzotzros as well. For some reason, in the Koteret, the Rambam leaves it out. But yehei mashi, for the Rambam, there's a din d'oraisa at this point to daven in the sense of za'aka. Now, za'aka is different than ordinary tefillah for the Rambam, and I think this is in two ways. We noted that for the Rambam, the halacha of tefillah involves shevach, bakasha, and hodah, based on the psukim. That's ordinary tefillah. That's the regular tefillah d'oraisa. Bepashtus, if you just say a bakasha, that's not a din of tefillah d'oraisa for the Rambam. I understand the Magen Avraham has his comment that women fulfill their obligation just by saying Moda Ani, but that Magen Avraham is difficult, right? Moda Ani itself is just a hoda'ah, maybe there's shevach, melech kel chai v'kayom, but there's no bakasha there. But it happens that, like Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others said, that no, you fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa for the Rambam if you add a bakasha also. Say the Ribbono Shel Olam should help my children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help me, etc. You need to add a bakasha. So you need Shevach, bakasha, and Hoda'ah for the Rambam. But that's regular tefillah. When I have tefillah, the Eis Tzara, which is this din of Za'aka, Za'aka means you scream out. You scream, Ven says Tutvei. It pains me, it hurts, it's a tzar shetov al hatzibor. You scream, and screaming doesn't mean that you're preparing yourself. There's no shevach in advance. That's za'aka. It's a different form of tefillah. You don't need shevach, and you don't need hoda'ah. You just scream. You just scream. That's the din of za'aka. And za'aka, maybe some of the mafarshim in the back of the Rambam Maduras Frankel, they point out that maybe za'aka requires b'koram. You gotta scream. So davening for the Rambam, be'ez tzara, for a tzaras hatzibor, so according to the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Tainis, it's a din d'oraisa, and it's a different sort of din d'oraisa. It's a din of za'aka as opposed to regular tefillah. So that is one point. The other point is also worth noting, that in that same Rambam, where he speaks about lizok, he also says, v'lahariya. That be'ez tzara shelo tova al hatzibor, like we have now. So there's also a mitzvah to blow chatzotros, right? The Torah says, Kisavo milchama baratzechem bahareyosem bachatzotros, right? That the din is that you blow chatzotros. And that's a din d'oraisa. The din of tainis, the din of being koveya tainis, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Tainis Halacha Dala, that's a din d'rabbanan. But in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that there's a din d'oraisa to blow chatzotros when there's an eis tzara shelo tova latzibor. The Magid Mishnah on Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, the Magid Mishnah says, yeah, that's the Rambam Shita. But the Rashba says that when you have an eis tzara shelo tova latzibor, right, we shouldn't know from it, but you have an eis tzara like we're going through now. So the Rashba says you blow either shofar or chatzotzros. And for the Rashba, that's true both in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz. The Magen Mishnah says about this Rashba, v'chei nikar. The Magen Mishnah says, right, ha-mechuvar, excuse me, ha-mechuvar is k'dami ha-Rashba, that Aretz, it's either shofar or chatzotzos. And this leads the Magen Avraham, at the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, the Magen Avraham asks Akasha. He says, so how come today, by an Eis Tzara, how come we don't blow shofar? Right? Remember, the Rambam says chatzotzos. The Magen Mishnah says the Ikar is like the Rashba, that's either shofar or chatzotzos. So the Magen Avraham says, but we don't do it. Right? But Eis Tzara, it's a din doi raisa. Fasting is a din rabbanon. Right? But to blow shofar, that's a din d'oraisa. How come we don't do that? Frek the Magen Avraham and Tav Kuf Ayin Vav. So the Prima Gadim over here in Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, he sends you to what he wrote earlier in Tav Kuf Ayin Hey, that maybe Eis Tzara is only a Tzara in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's the only thing that's considered an Eis Tzara, only if it's a Tzara in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's what the Prima Gadim writes. Prima Gadim says, Tzibor, which the Rambam knows, right? He's Mesupik, what's called a Tzibor? He says, maybe only if you have Rove of Klal Yisrael is a Tzibor. Well, Chevra, right now, we got all of that. It's Eretz Yisrael, right? It's a Tzibor for sure. All of Klal Yisrael, Rove of Klal Yisrael. It's a very dangerous situation. I think we've reached the point that Rove of Klal Yisrael losing Eretz Yisrael. It's a very dangerous situation for everybody. Right? It could be that there's a mitzvah litkoa, b'shofar, a mitzvah da'iraisa, right now. The Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, quotes the Prima Gadim. He quotes the Magen Avraham's Kash and the Prima Gadim's Teretz. And, right? It should emerge, according to this, that there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, at least in Eretz Yisrael. It's unclear whether this mitzvah da'iraisa would apply even in Chutz La'aretz. But the Pashtus, according to the Rashba, said it would. So we should be blowing shofar. We should be blowing shofar. How come we don't? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva and Chelek Aleph of Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Samach Tes, Rav Moshe says that if you look at the Rambam's formulation, the Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Nun Tes, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of blowing on karbanos is the same as the mitzvah of blowing, right, al atzaret zoreschem. The mitzvah of blowing chatzotzos by karbanos is the same mitzvah on when we're having an Eis Tzara. And therefore, since Bizman has said that we're not blowing on Karbanis, so therefore there's no inyan to blow by Eis Tzara. That's what Moshe writes. Now that's very nice. It's very nice. It's Gevaldik. And it might be true within the Rambam. But the Rashba, which the Magen Mishnah says is the Iker, the Mechuvar, is like the Rashba. And the Magen Avraham in Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, Paskin's like the Rashba. So that's how Karchacha, not like this Varnigus Moshe, right? For the Rambam, I could say it's the same mitzvah on Karbonis that there is on Eis Tzara. But for the Rashba, it's not true. It's not true because Eis Tzara, you blow either, right, Shofar or Chatzotzos. So according to the Rashba, it's not the same mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham and the Magen Mishnah pass like the Rashba. So it's very difficult. How come Bizman Hazeh, we're not blowing Shofar in Eretz Yisrael when it's an Eis Tzara? Very difficult. Even the Chutz La'aretz, maybe we should be blowing. There's a tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Yudalov, Simin Tes Zayin, where the Tzitz Eliezer addresses this issue. He effectively says, along these same lines, right, he quotes that maybe we don't blow. The minig always is that we don't blow. My answer of Shechter before about how come we don't blow shofar. So he says, yeah, the minig has always been that we don't blow. The Tzitz Eliezer over there quotes it from the Birka Yosef. The minig is in Eretz Yisrael, right? We don't blow. But we don't really know why. It's really, I think, a very difficult kasha why we don't blow. The Arach HaShochan in Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, Sif Gimon, Sif Dalet, the Arach HaShochan says that maybe the blowing is only done when you have these extra six brachos that were instituted Bizman Tainios, like the Mishnayos and the Gemara says in Maseches Tanis, or maybe the blowing is only during Karbanos, like Ramesha says. But then the Arach HaShochan says, yeah, that's a Din D'oraisa, maybe it's only Karbanos. But Midrabanan, of course, you blow Shelo B'Shas HaKarbanos. Meaning, even if Rav Moshe is right, that the Inyan, the mitzvah of tekiah, is only when there's karbanis, causes a mitzvah min ha-Torah. But l'chol ha-pachos, a mitzvah mitzvah we should have. Right? It's very hard to understand how come we're not blowing shofar during this tremendous Eis Tzara that Klal Yisrael is going through. We should know of no more difficulties.